as we continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, speaking about the sugya of Lifnei Iver, the Gemara, our Gemara here in Masechet Avodah Zarah, teaches us as follows. The Mishnah, at the beginning of the Masechet, teaches us that you're not allowed to sell an animal to a goy 3 days before their holidays. And as we learn in our Gemara here on Daf Vav, the Gemara wants to know why. One reason the Gemara explains is because the Akum is going to go and thank his Avodah Zarah for this animal. And since the Torah says, Lo Yishama Apicha, we should not be the cause for an Akum to thank his Avodah Zarah. And therefore, we can't allow that to happen. The other reason the Gemara suggests is because the Akum is going to bring that animal for Avodah Zarah. And we know that one of the Shev Mitzvot Bnei Noach is Avodah Zarah. And as the Rishonim point out, even though the Gemara at the beginning of our Masechta said, Amad v'yimoded goyim, Amad v'yater goyim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the Akum are not fulfilling the Zion Mitzvot Bnei Noach, say the Rishonim, it doesn't mean that the Akum are allowed to violate the seven mitzvahs b'nei noyach. It means that they don't follow them. It means they won't get schar. But they're certainly not allowed to violate. So goy is not allowed to worship Avodah Zarah. And by you selling the animal to the goy, you're causing him to worship Avodah Zarah and you're over lifnei iver. And the Gemara says, what's the nafgamina between the two pshatim? In a situation where the goy has an animal anyway. If the reason is because of harvacha, so the more animals the guy has, it will be more reason for the guy to thank his Avodah Zarah, and it will be also. But if the reason is because of Lifnei Iver, so if the guy has an animal anyway, so already has what to use for his Avodah Zarah, and therefore there is no Lifnei Iver. And the Gemara continues that the Isser to give wine to another is to give Evim and Achai to Ben Noach is only when the Nazir or the Akum are on the other side of the river and you're giving the Nazir the wine, you're giving the Akum the Evim and Achai, which he could not have gotten otherwise. But if he could have gotten them otherwise, Chad Avra the Nahara, they could have had access to them without you. You're not over Lifnei Iver. So that Achroinim discussed the following situation, where what would be the halacha that you caused somebody else to do an aveira, where a person could have done the aveira without you, but the person who would have caused that person to do the aveira was also Yisrael. The best example that I saw that the Paiskim give is the following situation. Of course, we know there's an isser to lend money with ribbis. There's an isser to lend money with interest. So what would be the halacha if somebody lends money with interest, but the loiva could borrow that money from a different malva, also with ribbis, so he doesn't need you to get the money. He could get the money elsewhere. But the elsewhere is also an aveir. The other person is also a Jew. What is the question based on? The question is based on how do we understand this halacha of Trey Avodah Na'arah? Is the vart of Trey Avodah Na'arah that if he could do the Aveira without you, so you're not considered that you did the Aveira Lifnei Iver? He did it to himself. But if only you could cause him to do it, but if he could get the Aveira done without you, then there's no Lifnei Iver. But if the other way of understanding, that if to do this Aveira, he needs a Jew to help him do the Aveira, so you shouldn't be that Jew that helps him do the Aveira. The Pnei Moshe, the Shaul's Tshuva's Pnei Moshe, says that in a situation where Malva could have found a different loiva, where the loiva could have found a different malva, The halacha is that even though normally somebody who lends money beribis becomes possible to say edus, in this situation he won't be possible to say edus because he wasn't over lefnei iver, because it's not trei aver denara. The Mishnah Lamelech and Hilchas Malva Veloiva, Perik Dei Dalid Halacha Beis, disagrees with the Pnei Moshe. And he says that in a situation where the only way this person could have done the Aveira is because a Jew would help him do the Aveira, then even though he could have done the Aveira without you, you're still over Lifnei Aver. But the Mishnah Lamelech says like this. He says, we know that the Gemara Masecht Bava Metzia teaches us that when we speak about the Aveira of lending with ribis, there are many parties who are party to this Aveira. The Malva and the Loiva, the lender and the borrower, and the Ariv, the guarantor, and the Edom. So, says the Mishnah Lamelech, yes, the Malva who lends money to the Loiva with ribis, even if the loiva could have found a different malva Yisrael, who would lend the money with ribis, still, if you were the one that lent it, you're over lifnei iver. But that far we wouldn't say on the Arv and the Edom. Because since the Arv and the Edom are not so involved in the Maisa, Halva, as the malva and the loiva, we don't treat them the same. Moreover, the Mishnah Melech says, who says, what are we saying, what is the Pnei Moshe saying, is the reason that this Malva should not be over Lifnei Iver? Because there could always be, there's another Malva that would have lent in the money. Says the Mishnah Melech, we can't really be sure that that would have materialized. And in fact, the Ksav Sofer, in Shalos Tshuvos Ksav Sofer, Yerideya Simen Pei Gimel, says that there may be difference between the Malva and the Loiva. The Malva is much less likely to be Chayzer than the Loiva. Bechidish. And in fact, therefore, the Pnei Moshe says, we have to know who the Loiva is. The definite Ksav Sofer says in explained opinion of Pnei Moshe, we have to know, is this loiva indeed an individual that will borrow money with ribis under any circumstance? The Mishnah Melech brings rayas to his opinion that if the only way the person would have done the aveira is because another Yisrael would have been involved, you're still over lifnei iver. He quotes a Gemara Masecht Chagiga, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, and there, also luma Torah l'goy. You're not allowed to teach a Torah to a goy. Famous pasuk. The pasuk says, "Lo also came l'chol goy u'mishpatim bal yidom." Ask Tosfos, why do we have to say that the issue of teaching Torah to a goy is because of this pasuk? We know that Allah is Akum shalom Torah chayiv misa, and Akum is not allowed to learn Torah. So certainly, if somebody teaches him Torah, he's doing an Isser of Lifnei Iver. So Tosfos answers that the Isser of Lifnei Iver only applies by Trei Aver Denahara. But if the guy could find somebody else to teach him Torah, there is no Isser Lifnei Iver. So what do we see? That since this person could find another guy, Tosfos says, to teach him Torah, so that's why if I teach him Torah, I'm not over Lifnei Iver. Says the Mishnah Melech, it seems that Tosfos' opinion is that if he could find another Jew to teach him Torah, that won't absolve me for being over lifnei iver. The Ksav Sofer in that tshuva says that the Mishnah Melech's raya is not really compelling, because it could be Tosfos is saying that the Akum could have found another Akum to teach him Torah, but it could well be. That if he found, the Tosfos would say the same if he found another Yisrael. The Mishnah Melech brings another raya. The Gemara, he says, a Tosfos in Masecht Bava Metzia Daf Ayin Hei Amud Beis, in that sugya that we quoted earlier with the Malva and the Loiva, where Tosfos says that if money was lent with ribis, the malv and the loiva would certainly be over lifnei iver. The arav and the edim, lav, not necessarily. And the Tosfos explains, because sometimes the malva may be agreeable to lend money without arav, without a guarantor, without edim, without witnesses. So what do we see from here? That the loiva is over, even though the havah could have taken place anyway. Because otherwise, maybe the loiva should not be over lifnei iver, because without the malva agreeing, there's no havah. Because maybe the malva would lend the money to someone else. So why should I, the loiva, be over? If I won't borrow the money, someone else will borrow the money. From this, we see the fact that I am borrowing the money, the fact that he could have found somebody else to borrow the money, doesn't absolve me from lifnei iver. The Ksav Sofer, in speaking about this raya, says the following, that it could well be indeed that if the malva has the option of lending money to a number of people, and he chose this loiva, that under those circumstances, the loiva would not be over lifnei iver. The only time that the loiva indeed is over lifnei iver is in a situation where the malva has nowhere else to go. The Paiskim, in continuing to discuss this halacha of Trey Arad Nahara, quote a Rambam. The Rambam says, in Hilchas Kloyim, Perek Yud Halacha Lamed Aleph, Hamabish is Chaveri Kloyim, if you put on shatness on someone else, Im Hayah Leivish Mezid, if the word putting, the one putting on the klayim was mezid, haloivish loika, v'amalvish oivim mishun lefnei iver leisite michshol. If the loivish didn't know that the beggar is shatness, but I, the person who's giving him the beggar, know it is, then the malvish gets malchus and the loivish is potter. Ask the Kesef Mishnah. If the halacha is, as is clear from the Rambam, that if somebody puts shatness on somebody else, he's over lifnei iver, so what's the difference if the person putting it on is doing it b'mezid or doing it b'shaygig? My aveira of putting on that beged is, if I know what I'm doing, I should be over. So the Kesef Mishnah says, since the word, the halacha of the loivish and malbish, come from the same pasuk, so then you can't have one word to make two people in the same maisa b'chayiv malchus. So therefore, certainly the one wearing the shatness is the bigger baal aveira. So if he knows, he'll get the malchus. If not, the malbish will get the malchus. So the Achroinim ask on the Rambam, that the Rambam seems to say that the person who puts on shatness on another person is over lifnei iver. The Rambam doesn't differentiate if this person is able, would have been able to put on the clothing without you, which would be, or only could do it with you. But based on the Gemara and what we're discussing now in the Shir, you're only over lifnei iver when it's Trey Avra de Nahara. Here it's not Trey Avra de Nahara if he needs you. The Rambam should have differentiated, does he need you or not? So the Divrei Malkiel says a chiddush, that if the machshel is creating the entire situation of Isser, then even though the Nichshol could have done the Aveira without him, that's still considered Chad Avodin, Trey Avodin Nahara and Yechayiv Lifnei Iver. And to understand what he says. In a situation where somebody's giving a cup of wine to the Nazir. So if the Nazir could have taken this wine without that person, you're not over Lifnei Iver. But if, let's say, somebody pours wine down the throat of a Nazir. The Nazir could have drank the wine without you. But you created the entire situation. Then you're over Lifnei Iver, even though you created Lifnei Iver, you created the whole situation of Aveira, and you'll be Chayav Lifnei Iver under all circumstances. The Michtam L'David says a different Chiddush. The Michtam L'David says that the only time we have this heter of Chad Avodin Nahara is in a situation where you're using the Nichshol's wine. In other words, let's say the wine belongs to the Nazir. So that's where our Gemara's Nafkamina kicks in. So Nafkamina, if he could have gotten the wine only with me, or he could have gotten the wine without me. But he says, let's say I'm giving the Nazir a Chiddush. Let's say I'm giving the Nazir the wine, and it's my wine, that he could have gotten to without me, but since it's my wine, and it's very similar to what the Divrei Malkiel says, since I created that maxis, because it's my wine, even though the Nazir could have gotten to the wine without me, I'm going to be over Lifnei Iver. The Michtam L'David, along the same line, says that when will we have the heter of Chad Avodin Nahara would be in a case where the Nazir asks for the wine. But let's say the Nazir didn't ask for the wine. Yes, the Nazir could have accessed the wine, but he didn't ask for it. And someone gave him the wine that he could have gotten to anyway. But because it wasn't out of his initiative, even though he could have gotten to it, he's still over Lifnei Iver.